Yeah, I think it's a very, very difficult news for the people of Donegal, particularly those who are losing their jobs as a result of the restrictions for their employers, for people who now have to, over the next couple of weeks, have to restrict their movements, not able to visit people and maybe loved ones in home care settings. And all of that is very, very challenging. And I know the people of Donegal have been doing absolutely a tremendous work in staying on top of this virus. And we can see that clearly from the figures right through the summer, where there was only 15 additional cases over a three-month period. But this virus has got hold in parts of our county. It's spread now throughout the county, and it's absolutely merciless. And I have no doubt that if we follow the public health advice, limit our contacts, take care of each other, that we can get on top of this again.
In terms of Derry and Strabane, we know that it has the highest incidence rate on the island of Ireland. Are you concerned about that? We do know that the Taoiseach is due to speak to the First and Deputy First Minister today about the issue. In terms of speaking, you yourself directly with your colleague, Michelle O'Neill, in relation to what can be done here on a cross-border basis?
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes in terms of the fact that the virus needs to be dealt with on an all-Ireland basis, that the virus doesn't see and recognise borders. We have, different statistics from Donegal, so some of those areas that are closest, for example, to Derry, have got lower rates than other places in the county. Cairn Donagh has probably, LEA has got the lowest rate in Donegal with less than 5 cases over the last 14 days. So I don't think it's a Derry issue or a Strabane issue. This is a very much a Donegal issue, and now there is restrictions where we can't leave the county unless it's for essential travel or work, and that will work vice versa as well. But what we do know from the spread of the virus in Donegal, it is a large number of small clusters of 5 or 6 that it is getting into our homes, that it is affecting not only families but extended families by people visiting their homes. We also know, which is crucial, that 1 in 3 of the cases are linked back to workplace settings, and that's why I think it's important that all employers across Donegal, just have that conversation with their employees this morning, just to reassure them that if they have any symptoms or any feelings that they may be contracting the virus, that they shouldn't come into work, that they should take the time off, that they should go for their test, because some people, what we're hearing from the chief medical officer right across the state, people think, well, I'll see how it is tomorrow, and that's the wrong thing to do. They may think that their employer would frown on them. So I think there's a role there for employers as well, and for individuals, just to not take the risks and stay home, isolate and get the test. And again, as I said, there is a large numbers here, but we've done well for so long, and we can get ahead of this again. There'll be a new test centre opening in Donegal town, and what we now need is a package of supports for those that are made unemployed. I've been directly in contact with government in relation to that, to restore the pandemic unemployment payment to the level of 350, and for real supports and meaningful supports for businesses which have now been suffered a double blow in the county.
€2 million in grant aid is to be received, shared collectively by Donegal businesses affected by the new restrictions. As Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, do you feel that's enough?
No, look, it's not, and I've discussed this with government. What this is it's a 30% increase in the restart grant, which is based on your rates. So look, you will see a situation where a business in Donegal in total could have received about €5,000. This is a business that may have only been able to open its doors this week and now have closed its doors again. If you compare that across the border, those businesses across the border got £25,000 sterling. We need far more supports for businesses here as a result of the COVID restrictions. And unfortunately, people are asking themselves, some, not all, but some now are asking, is it even worthwhile opening again? If we go back to level 2, can they survive? They're questions that they shouldn't be asking. We need government to intervene. They need to be supported. That's what we need to do during these restrictions, because these are viable businesses. They've been built up for a long time. Crucially, they're employers for people in this county, and government need to make sure that they're supported during this very, very difficult period.